It's pretty cool back at it. It's the 31st of May. We're near the end, pretty much the end of Excited IRL, which is an events learning festival, digital learning festival in the Dublin Castle. I'm with a few people here that have made it happen. Caitlin and Finn and Jack and David and Connor's with me. I need to ask, in terms of raw data, raw content, just exactly how much stuff did we capture? So Caitlin, tell us that. What do we have digitally now?
Well, we took 315 photos, typed 358 words, and had 46 views on the website.
Okay.
And 50 minutes and 45 seconds of audio.
50 minutes and 45 seconds of audio. Okay. Jack, you and Dave did most of the audio, probably.
Yeah.
What's different about the audio you did this time versus last? Because you were interviewing a slightly different group of people. What's different?
A lot of the time, today and yesterday, it was a lot of younger people because we took the point of view from the children and not from the teachers. So that was the main one. But a lot of it was the more traditional type that we did do. Just the audio. Do you know the audio?
So you were saying this before, you're saying traditional stuff. Yeah. People would look at this and say there's nothing traditional about recording audio on like an iPad or publishing it. So what? How do you call it traditional? How's that traditional?
We've done it before, and it's we've done it in Tipperary and Dublin and Shannon.
Uh-huh.
So it's all much the same to us, really.
David, have you been in all those venues before?
I wasn't at Shannon. That's the only one I wasn't at.
Yeah.
All the others I was at.
Have you gotten faster, better, smoother year on year or week on week?
Yeah, I have gotten a lot faster typing since then.
Okay, so what's the process? Do you type your questions before you ask the questions?
Well, usually we do a bit of research, then we write out the questions relevant to what they're talking about at the conference.
Yeah, and Connor, you're saying?
Yeah, just a quick query. I mean, one different feature about what we did this time was we had a borrowed team. We brought in some of the kids that are with Radio TY. Did you find that working with them changed the way you think about what we do?
Yeah, they had a different type of like approach in interviews. And
tell us a wee bit about that, yeah.
They kind of had a different twist in what we were doing. They had more kind of a, what did you call it, audio or kind of approach to it. They were, we did a film with them yesterday, and we all took part as directors, producers, cameramen, and presenters. And yeah, it was great fun. They definitely had a different way of looking at it.
Okay, that's cool.
Finn, you created content that those guys from RT Digital end up using. So can you walk us through what you did to create that and what you modified when they asked you to change what you did?
So basically, we started off with a briefing. So then we knew how we were going to record and put together. And then we continued to record the content, and then it was brought back. We downloaded it to a hard drive and then on to a laptop. We took the raw footage, brought it all into Final Cut Pro, trimmed it down, did various, you know, techniques to improve it and to change it about, make it look as best we could. Then we saved it, compressed the file because it was quite large. We then saved it to memory key. We then gave it to an AV man who was, at the time he was running the AV equipment and the televisions, gave it to him, and it was played off.
So how many days did you use to get all this together?
One.
can I chase the thing about the tech, lads? We also one slight difference this time round was we were using new phones to do some of the audio work. How did the tweet streaming. So how did that work out, or what can you say?
By way of video and images, Nokia Lumias, the 1020s, they were very it's like there was a 41 megapixel sensor on the 1020, so the quality was really upped, say from an iPad.
Right. And did you all get to use it, or did you just pass it around, or how did we manage?
Yeah, we all ended up using it at some point.
And they had a recording device as well that we used for backup for audio boost.
And that was handy.
Very handy.
Yeah, okay.
You changed some stuff for RT Digital, so like did they know what they wanted when they first asked you to do this? I mean, did they know what kind of content they wanted, or they just say record something for us and come back to us with what you have?
It's kind of a bit of a surprise to all of us.
They knew and we didn't. It was the other way around, really.
They didn't know.
No, they knew and we didn't. We didn't know what they wanted to do, so it was a complete surprise, and they had everything planned. What they had an idea of what
but
they
wanted.
But
they were very open-minded, like they kind of were open to any ideas we had.
Kayla, did you do that? Did you do any recording?
Yeah, I was the camera assistant, so I was videoing the whole thing.
So you're responsible for what, batteries, or for actually filming?
Just filming.
Okay. High-end camera, or what? What did you use?
Just a small guy. P2 on my shoulder.
Okay. You've got your picture of that. We'll put that in a stream here with that. Did you produce any of it?
No.
Okay, so you recorded it, and then you how did it go from what you recorded to what Finn was seeing, or that somebody else saw, that the AV guy saw? How did you get it off that camera?
We downloaded it onto the hard drive.
By cable?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. To his hard drive?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So it's basically, what was it? It was the P2 camera, and then it was, he was able to also see the 1020s that way?
Yeah.
That's pretty handy.
Well, see, we didn't use 1020s with RT. We just used the P2s, Panasonic P2s.
Yeah.
And once the content was recorded, it was brought back here to our Benton suite, and we just took it down via cable to the hard drive, and then we brought on to the laptop.
Good. Well, this is a high-end skill set, so Connor.
I'm just curious about the tweets as well. That's one another difference this time around. We have a much, much more consistent tweet flow through.
Well, the background noise you hear is actually some of that tweet stream.
That's exactly what I'm wondering about. It's still coming in quite loud. What are we looking at there? What's your feeling? Has that been different? Has it changed the way we work? Or
The tweets have definitely been far more aggressive. Like, we've definitely kind of latched on to the idea of tweeting, and we really kind of pushed it this time. We made sure it was a constant fights from us throughout the...
But the thing is, the actual number is what? It's only about 30 tweets where it's been sent out or retweeted or mentioned. Okay. So it's not, I mean, like, you call it fierce, you know, but still pretty...
Bit to go.
And it was like, it kept everyone informed from all angles of the event. So, like, everyone who was tweeting on behalf of a different, like, mindset and a different part of excited. So everyone got to know what was going on.
That's pretty interesting. And finally then, the blog, from my point of view, finally, the blog setup, how do you feel about that? Bernie's put a new system together. How does that work? Are we happy with it?
Yeah, it was up and going very quick. We got a couple of viewings very quickly as well.
So. You all have your own individual logins, and if you decide you want to look at it later on, if you go to the very bottom of it, even on a mobile phone, you'll see a blue icon. You can click on it, you can see who's looked at it. So you log in with YMTFM, and the password is a standard password for some of the other sets. It's interesting to watch, because, I mean, even as we're sitting here, I mean, if you look at, Caitlin, if you look at what's happened since we started 8 minutes ago, there's probably more than 45 people that viewed it. You just refresh that page.
What's the number?
47.
Hey,
so two, so it's one every 4 minutes. You are doing something there, Finn, that was not on the plan. Can you explain to the guys what you're doing with that iPad?
Essentially, it's a manual on how to report at an event, and it kind of combines techniques we use and equipment we used, and by ways we broadcast ourselves and how we got ourselves out there, like Twitter or Audio Boo, and basically what we did during the day.
What format will it be in?
It'll be in an EPUB.
And where? What's the device that you're using? The program you're using to create it?
Book Creator, the full version of it, and on an iPad.
Okay. Be interesting to see, Connor. It's dynamic when you think about this, because what you guys are proving is that someone who's 35 could probably do the same thing you're doing. From practical experience, it's harder to teach them. I try this, and it's difficult to teach them. They get panic stricken when things don't do exactly what they think it should. So you've proven over a period of months that you're able to work around interfaces that aren't familiar. You've done it to this last 2 days on probably 3 different operating systems, and it's really, really powerful. Do you have any feedback for us? Because, like, we appreciate what you've done, and there's some people listen to this in England, the United States, Ireland, that actually won't believe that you've done all this. they won't believe it. So they need to go to YMTFM and see it, but they won't believe it because it's very complex multimedia storytelling that you're doing. Do you have feedback for us?
We appreciate the helping hand you put in. So it wasn't exactly all. It was, he helped us out. So thanks very much for that.
No, but your direction you're taking is really good. Like it's like I work with young adults, and I work with middle-aged people, and you guys have the aptitude and the interest to carry a brand farther than just a meetup or a coffee chat. It's really important to know that. Okay, so Owen, what I'm interested in is like the video work that you did. You got a love and a passion for video. So what's different about the stuff that you were shooting in terms of the genre, the audience, and what's different in terms of the gear you used or the byproduct you created? Tell me that.
Well, in terms of the gear I use a Nokia Lumia phone, which I think is 42 megapixels or something, which was different for me. I'm more used to DSLRs. And so we kind of took a photo and took video walking around the conference of all the different people here today. And it was different as well because Finn, who I was working with on the video, was editing on his iPad, which is a new experience for me as well. I'm used to editing on computers and Premiere Pro and such. I haven't been to a conference like this in a long time where everyone is kind of, there's a great buzz and everyone is live tweeting it, and there's a lot of, people going around doing different things, and I thought it was very exciting and interesting.
Okay. Can you see, where's the byproduct going to that you shot? So Finn, you produced it, so where's it going to end up?
We're actually not 100% sure yet, but it'll definitely be up on YouTube at some point.
Okay.
And it'll be up on our website probably as well, YMTFM.
Oh. Yeah, it is. It's YMT.FM. YMT.FM. It's like we're almost on the radio. You know, the YMTFM. The most colorful thing in terms of motion, in terms of maybe the lights, the saturation of blue, or the quality of someone's clothing. The most colorful thing that you saw through the viewfinder. Remember what it would have been?
Yeah, we took a photo. Actually, I noticed on that Nokia phone, the saturation was actually quite high. But I took a photo of the outside of the building with Finn, and the sky was, it's a beautiful day. The sky was extremely blue, and we actually noticed it. It was really, really nice.
Yeah. So anybody, you don't remember any logos, shirts, because they were talking about like the colors, True Colors, for example, was a song that was played last night. And yeah, there are a lot of bright shades of t-shirts being worn by people here. So in terms of that, in terms of displays, you're smiling at something. So.
Well, I noticed Dr. Connor's tie, of course, but also the actual logo for Excited. The the colors that surround it, I actually noticed that, and I really like it.
Yeah.
And so I noticed that in all the signs around the place.
Yeah. Okay.
Not so much t-shirts.
All right. Well, to see more about this, YMTFM is the Twitter, and YMT.FM is the blog. It's also an audio boo as YMTFM. If you're listening, you should subscribe and follow us. Thanks a million.